An Australian-led consortium has won the bid to lease electricity assets in New South Wales. After much speculation that a Chinese company would win Transgrid's 99-year lease, the consortium led by Australian pension fund Hastings is the surprise victor. The bid will put more than $10.25 billion into the state's coffers, as Lucy Carter reports.
The privatisation of the New South Wales electricity network was Liberal Premier Mike Baird's signature policy heading into this year's March election. He won the poll and he's now leasing the polls.
This result is a stunning result for the people of New South Wales. Absolutely stunning.
State Treasurer Gladys Berejiklian says it's a strong result for the state and the state government.
This not only is a huge tick of confidence in New South Wales, in how our economy is going, but also a huge tick for our government. Four and a bit years ago when we came to government, no one could have foreseen that we would have this result today.
The 99-year lease of Transgrid's poles and wires has been awarded to the newly formed New South Wales Electricity Networks Consortium for $10.258 billion. It's led by Australian pension fund Hastings, which has a 20.02% stake. Australian-owned Spark Infrastructure has a 15.01% share, while close to 65% of the consortium is made up of overseas investors from Canada, Kuwait and Abu Dhabi. Mike Baird was keen to talk up the homegrown elements of the deal.
We are delighted to introduce a new partner, an Australia-led consortium who has won this lease today. And importantly, they're proud to be investing in their backyard. We've heard for a long time about Australian super and the opportunities they have for look at these type of assets. And obviously that's an important part of the lease today.
Much of the talk around the deal had focused on its national security implications, with strong speculation that Transgrid was going to be picked up by the Chinese government-owned State Grid. It was a sticking point for many as Transgrid helps deliver power to Canberra and also has fibre optic cables supplying government departments with sensitive information. Mike Baird says the Australian-led consortium won through price, risk and the terms and conditions of the deal. He's denied security concerns counted against the Chinese bid.
Well, I mean, importantly, every bid that participated in this had clearance from all authorities and all agencies. So we obviously welcome that, and it was a condition. Whilst we welcome foreign investment, if there are concerns in terms of national interest or security, they must be addressed. And that's why, as part of this process, all the consortium were involved very early on with all those appropriate authorities and agencies. And obviously that's what we required for anyone to participate. So a bid would not have been accepted unless that was provided. And they were. So every single consortium was cleared, which obviously meant that the race was very tight.
In a statement, Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison said,
"These safeguards are more stringent than any previous conditions imposed on acquisitions of critical infrastructure. I'm confident that these comprehensive safeguards address national interest considerations."
Worker safeguards were put in place as part of the electricity privatisation legislation passing, with 5-year job guarantees for Transgrid workers. Spark Infrastructure Chief Executive Rick Francis says the people of New South Wales will notice very little change through his consortium's deal.
One of the attributes of Spark is that it's existing investments in a number of other electricity distribution businesses in the country. And you can see from the various reviews, performance reviews of those businesses that are conducted independently by the regulator, that those businesses actually perform very high on the reliability. In fact, they're in the top quartile. So, you know, we'll be looking to ensure that the reliability that's currently being achieved in Transgrid is continued. But, you know, we'll also look to improve that as well.
$3 billion of the sale price will go towards paying off state government debts and the rest towards infrastructure. All that's left now is for the consortium to hand over the cash. That's something Mike Baird says he's looking forward to.
Well, as soon as possible. Have you got a cheque?
That's the New South Wales Premier, Mike Baird. Lucy Carter, our reporter.